This is Batchy for Blokes.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
I'm just a bit worried about Joe Thornley because this is a big week for her, Sophie Monk, and for Australia.
Oh, mate.
It's finale week of The Bachelor, and we're here to talk about all things Batchy. I'm Jackie Kosolke, and opposite me, Joe Thornley.
Hello, I'm a severed vas deferens. That's fancy speak for a vasectomy. Ooh. But we'll get there.
Bombshells! Yeah. Okay, we missed last week. Sorry, I was training to be a fitness instructor. I'm not joking.
And I wasn't.
And I'm not yet. But anyway, so blah, 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 blah. Last week's episode, Sam went, see you, mate, bye.
Oh, yeah. Your magic dust is ineffective.
Oh.
Do you like that a voiceover artist with a ponytail is giving Sophie Monk career advice?
Yeah. And it's like, okay.
That level of chutzpah.
Yep.
Compared to that level of human.
No.
It's ballsy.
No. Wasn't here for him. Wasn't here from him. Well, I met him at the races, remember?
Yes, you did. yes, you did.
Wasn't here for him either. Actually, I ran into Ryan again on the street in Coogee.
One of my friends ran into him as well at a bar.
And he kind of looked at me and gave me that look like, I know you. Oh, that's where I know you. Oh, no.
Oh, you talk to her, you get straight in the darling mile.
Yeah.
Can we just, because we need to recap the previous week.
I can't remember it, but go.
Well, we just had like the stew date on the boat. Where they, there were literally dolphins in the water, so they thought it was a great idea to hit golf balls.
Yeah,
in.
I wondered about that.
Yeah, that's a plugged air hole.
Yeah.
Sorry, is that too technical?
No,
should I slow down?
No, I liked it.
Onesie group date.
Oh, yeah.
With the ovary bursting scene of Apollo and James making their teddies talk to each other.
I know. But, okay. I do apologise because I'd completely forgotten about that. And also Jared with his blankie.
Jared having a blankie sook.
And then crying.
And going, shut up, you guys. Just shut up and listen. You're such losers.
And then Mac, who we had high hopes for, won some alone.
Who pegged Mac as a stalker?
Won some alone time with Sophie and was just like, I really love you. Oh, my God.
It's like, you've got all the qualities I'm looking for in a woman. List them. You know.
You're Sophie Monk.
Qualities.
So it's no surprise he gone.
And he gone. The Apollo puppy date. Speak it. Yeah.
That's right. We had that date last year, though. Do you know what I mean?
Who cares?
Yes.
My God. If you're going to repeat any date, make it the puppy one.
Yeah.
Just when our ovaries have recovered from from teddy bears and James and Apollo.
Yeah.
There's Apollo lying in the grass with puppies all over him.
I know.
Oh, God.
What a gorgeous human.
But then they ruined it with Doga.
Yes. That's right. Then who went that night? Sam? Was it Sam? Yeah,
because after there were three dates on that because it was Sam's lame hummer date. Do you like that she just pitched it at exactly his intelligence and style level? Took him in a hummer to a children's park.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah, gone.
Yeah, see you, mate.
And AJ went as well. Bye, AJ. It was great getting to know you.
That was the chef intruder, wasn't it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so then la 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 next week, final of the group dates. Hate them, the end. But this one was kind of entertaining.
It was the stupid Olympics. Mm. First, a pie chart.
Mm.
No, pie charts are never fun.
No.
Imagine going on a date. Hi, I'm here. You've spent an hour getting ready and they go, we're going to make a pie chart.
No,
I hear pie and anything after the word pie is only going to make it less of a good time.
Yeah, or it needs to have pecan in front of it for me.
That's right.
Or key lime.
Oh, you should try my chocolate pecan pie.
Oh, you should try my key lime pie.
Maybe. None of these are euphemisms.
Then what was the mannequin thing?
Oh, for fuck's sake. Bleep it out, would you?
Oh, it's too late. No, it's not. I'm kidding.
But you know how those controlling husbands tell their wives what to wear when they go out of the house. So this was like controlling husband practice.
I had a
dress a mannequin for your perfect date with Sophie.
My best friend from high school, her husband wouldn't let her, she's divorced him since, but not because of this, wouldn't let her wear skirts above the knee. I'm not joking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. And I was also like, why are you married to him? What? Why? Why?
She should have just worn like a romper to her wedding.
Mate. It was stupid.
But also, they almost all dressed her as an escapee from a mental institution.
Yeah. Yep, pretty much. So, yeah, I know.
Mental institutions are very good places, can I just say.
And then we had a great bit where I think you and I collectively were thinking, why is Tara's mum not here? Debbie Newsom.
They did perfect match without Debbie Newsom.
Yes. Okay, so Debbie Newsom's daughter, Tara, was a finalist on The Bachelor.
And one of the greatest humans and a magical unicorn lady.
There's
and
a connection
mother
there.
Her is Debbie Newsom.
Why wouldn't you get Debbie Newsom?
But also, they didn't have a sliding no. panel. They had a hedge. It was stupid.
And they didn't have Dexter.
Like, the questions are things like, if you won the lottery, what would you do? And it's like, I'd give it all to charity and I'd make sure my family was set up. And no, you wouldn't.
No.
You'd go on a bender.
You go, yeah, absolutely.
Although, you know, maybe Stu would just keep up with the bow.
Yes.
Go up a grade.
Who won that? I can't remember.
Stu did. Oh, and yeah. I was trying for That's the right. life of me to remember their conversation. It was just him going, I'm not leaving without you. Yeah, righto, mate.
I sent you a text at the time and I can't explain it. And I've been trying to think how I can put this into words.
It's fine. He creeps me out too.
Yeah. He just gives me the heebie-jeebies.
And I don't know if he would in a normal situation. I think when he's just being normal Stu, he's probably fine. But it's just in this situation.
Yeah.
Hit the ground running and then kept going. No.
Just talks really
during kisses
slowly,
though as well.
Really just talks slowly.
But then he giggles like one of those. Have I said that before?
Yeah.
Like,
no, yeah. maybe like, I don't
you
know.
You know those kids that accidentally squeeze ducklings to death?
Yeah, this
he giggles like one of those.
Something about it just but then he dropped a series of bombshells on.
No, we're not there yet.
Oh, sorry. It's so long ago, I can't remember.
Because then we had the Blake single
date. Oh, yes. Yep.
With the goats and teats. Oh,
that was stupid.
Milk goes in, milk comes out, then you make cheese. Which bits of those? Okay, so a guy picks you up, takes you on a date. First he says, let's give some goats some milk. You okay with that?
No.
Then he says, let's squeeze some milk out of some goats.
No.
From their pendulous teats.
No, absolutely not.
Then let's make some goat's cheese.
No.
Oh, I'd be down for a goat cheese making date.
Was that their first date too? I think it was.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
See, and I think it's the only, yeah.
I had a first date last night and I got picked up in a car and he said, let's go to the pub and have some beers. And I was like, great.
Yeah, but wouldn't it have been good? I think if the potential relationship is strong enough, the first date can handle curds. He's getting dumber.
I know that you don't like to read things.
Extraneous things.
But I did read some things about some unsavory things about him over the weekend.
Right. I'm not nobody.
And nobody's
surprised.
Nobody is surprised. Yeah.
Do you think he graduated primary school just like when he was 15?
Oh, mate. Then what happened after that? Did she have a date with Stu? Is that what happened?
No.
Oh, okay. No. Oh, okay.
The thing happened.
Oh, that's
cool. Because,
right.
Okay, for one thing, early in that episode, eHarmony
really
killed themselves as a credible compatibility service.
Yeah.
Is that what they call it? I don't know.
Yeah.
Because right at the beginning, James was out. James? Anyone would be proud to go out with James.
I'm going to say it now. It might be too early for me to say this now, but I'm going to do it anyway.
No. No, James and I are announcing our engagement later.
They're both fine. James is fine. Joe is fine. Yeah. But, okay, so here's the thing. James was a fan favourite to the point where Sophie Monk last week, and I know you don't like to read or hear other
Who
media
said
things.
Who said that? Who?
Another radio station network. Sophie was very upset. And she was crying and she's like, people are going me on social media because I, you know.
Because she said goodbye to the world's most accomplished human.
I know. Okay. And I've said this to you privately. I'm going to say it publicly now. Mm. And I want to say it so I can get it out of the way.
Mm.
What I'm very, very upset about, is Sophie is like, and we were both on board. Those promos before the show started, I was like, yes, yes, yes. I hope Australia backs me in. I'm 37. All I seem to meet are rich guys and celebrities, and I just want a normal guy.
Mm.
Back me in, Australia.
And the world's best normal guy.
And I was like, yes, Sophie, good on you. Who does she like the most? Let's talk about the elephant in the room. Who does she like the most? The millionaire with a media profile.
Well, that's the thing. Which normal Aussie bloke is she going to pick? The vineyard stalker, the junior magician, or the millionaire? Just normal Aussie blokes.
Yeah. But anyway, we made a pledge to back her in and we're backing her in.
But anyway, James went.
James went.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, but he's set out into the wild now, so that's good for everyone. It's good.
I was about to read out my phone number. Jimmy Pops, you know where to get me.
Gorgeous human you.
He likes some of my tweets.
Did he?
Well, every episode that he's on screen, I just do in all caps, hi, James, hi, hi, hi. And he likes it every week.
Osher liked one of my tweets. I don't want to date Osher, obviously, but I asked Osher to come on this podcast and he ignored me. But what he does
is... He didn't ignore you. He liked your tweet.
Directly asked him and he did not respond. But he keeps on liking my tweets to you. And I'm like, no, I'm off you, Osher. I'm still off him, by the way.
It's just, he takes a long while to warm up.
Nah,
sensitive.
I'm off him. Unless you want to get him on the podcast this week, I might be back on him.
You assume I have power that I don't.
So then we were at Thursday night. Sorry, I keep on, my timeline is all
it's
out.
Fine.
It's
fine.
Like I've been, because I've had a week off, I'm somewhere else, right? The timeline is skew-iff.
But now we're up to the episode that a lot of people inexplicably love but makes Jackie and I want to stab things in our face.
Yeah, we're going to go through this as... was Bombshells on the home visit?
Yep.
It was, yeah, okay. We'll go through this as fast as we can because the reason why Joe and I don't like home visits is that it's the same episode every season.
It's the same four parts of the same episode every season.
I tweeted on Thursday night, basically. I basically could sum this up for you in a tweet, which I won't now, but it's basically, Jared... was first.
Yeah. Well, I can sum it up.
Go for it.
This is how home visits go. There's five stages, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's pre-date, pre-family.
Mm-hmm.
There's the entrance.
Yep.
There's nourishment.
Yep.
There's interrogation.
Why are you on the show?
And then there's sucking face. And those five stages, the acronym is penis.
Done.
Yeah, done.
Okay, so Jared was up first. Sophie went to the vineyard.
And his mum going, let's get back down to basics while she spoons caviar onto some buckwheat blinis.
And then the best bit was when she took Sophie down
to the cellar to interrogate her. And she's like, I'll say anything you like. I'm surrounded by wine.
And also she died doing what she loved.
Yes. There was one tweet. Oh, I wish I could remember who did it so I could give them credit.
It was something like that. It was like, she died how she lived. No. Surrounded by wine.
Someone tweeted this thing, and I can't remember who it was. Otherwise, I would give them credit.
Mm.
But they were like, Jared, I've been myself the whole time, mum. Jared's mum. Fuck.
And then they had a pash, didn't they?
Yeah, he totally loved them.
Okay, cool. Then she went to Apollo's place on the Gold Coast.
Look, the only thing I look forward to in home visit episode, because there's one in every home visit episode, sassy grandma.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but Apollo talked her up and she was actually not as sassy as I
And also NHRH.
What's that?
Not her real hair.
My grandma, we always talk about our grandmas at this stage, don't we? My grandma, who used to peel potatoes with a lit cigarette, not drop any ash, she used to dye her hair black but wouldn't dye her eyebrows. So
yes.
Apollo.
And his dad mate, Scott. Get the polygraph out.
We haven't spoken about how the great bit on the Apollo date was the horse whispering and all that sort of stuff.
He's got ponies. But the worst bit was who decorated that room.
I know.
That was a pastel.
It was weird, wasn't
wet
it?
Wet burp. It's not. Yeah, it wasn't great.
Now the bit that I've alluded to. Oh, they had a pash. That a pash?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that a pash, whatever.
Everyone had a pash.
Not everyone. The bit your face is like,
I'd lost it. Yeah.
Yeah, because Sulky's got one on you. Yeah. then we went on Stu's boat again and the bombshells was like.
Because he's like, on the plus side, I've got champagne and seafood and I own this boat because I'm a normal Aussie bloke. On the downside.
I've had a vasectomy and I'm still married.
I've had a vasectomy. I'm still married. You won't meet my kids today. My dad's terrifying. More wine?
Now, the thing about that was Sophie all along's been like, I want to have kids. I want to have kids. I want to have kids. And look, you've heard my thoughts on Stu. There they are. He gives me the heebie-jeebies. I'm angry with Soph that she didn't give real guys a go.
Yeah, but it's like me in any car. You know, it can be reversed.
Well, that's apparently it can. And Osha, who won't respond to my tweets.
Oh, wow.
Tweeted that he tweeted medical facts about vasectomy reversals, FYI.
And his dad wasn't that terrifying, but when he was saying goodbye to Sophie, it was like, come here, you gorgeous thing. Kissed her on the lips.
G'day, sweetheart.
I know that families kiss each other on the lips.
Mine don't either.
But we do pat each other on the bums, though, affectionately.
Do you?
Yeah, like little footy pats.
Yeah.
But I reckon if you're a family that kisses your family on the lips, just keep it. Between, I don't think guests.
Yeah, just between.
It's awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then they had a pash again.
Yeah.
Then we went to Perth to.
Okay. I am convinced that Blake rented a family.
Yes.
And a car dealership.
Yes.
And that's where he had his home visit.
Okay, so Blake's mum. Oh, first of all, they went ice skating.
Yeah, he made it snow, blah,
whatever. Then they went to the family, and Blake lives at home. Just want to put that out there.
Does he?
Yep.
But that wasn't a home. That was a
no.
It was a showroom. Weird. It was very weird. And his mum. I like that his mum is aware of who Bardot is, and was very, very not excited to have her son home, but quite excited to have Sophie Monk in her house. But also made it quite clear that she doesn't watch The Bachelorette. We don't watch the show. So what are you doing?
Oh, I know. And the mum, I tweeted at the time, I was like, what does Blake's mum remind me of? And the responses I got were so good. And Chris Lilly.
Yeah.
Who's the guy? Oh, there's this comedian in the UK, has a terrible wig, all that kind of stuff. Basically,
yeah, just the one.
Just this black, she had this like black, like the haircut was kind of like, you know, those ladies who are like, I'm a hairdresser, so I'm going to have crazy hair.
Mm,
it was like that. And when Sophie walked in, she was like,
she's the kind of mum that's 15 minutes away from buying some multicolored frame eyeglasses.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's going to be some, maybe some red or purple tips in her hair at some stage.
And once every 2 months, she goes out for a night with the girls and gets blind.
Blind on Chardonnay or Riesling. So Sophie was, okay, so the crux of that date was Sophie basically had said to him, he was like, oh, my family can be a bit intense, so just look at me and give me the signal if you need me to come
in. You'd be intense too if you lived in a showroom.
And she kept on looking at him to go, and he just ignored her.
It was like he was reloading his really, really simple Commodore 64 programming.
I know. Then he walked her out and he got a peck on the cheek.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That is otherwise known as the kiss of death.
And in a massive surprise, he got dumped.
He gone!
But he wasn't happy about it.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Walked away swearing like previous villains have.
This is bullshit.
So that leaves us with a top three. It's finale week. Stu, the millionaire. He's got a boat, whatever.
What if it's Jared? What if she picks Jared? Because I reckon at home visits, they gave Stu all these problems so that we go, oh, maybe it's not Stu. And they eased off for one episode out of 500 on the Jared stalker thing.
I feel for Jared. I feel like he's got a bad edit, right? But he did say and do all of those things.
That 100%. And who do you think
who will go first? I think
Apollo.
I think Apollo will go first.
Apollo.
And bless him, he's fine. He's 24. He'll bounce back. It's fine.
Mate, he would bounce, wouldn't he?
He would bounce.
Yeah.
And These old cougars in here.
Oh, he'd be so elastic.
24, that's your target market,
oh,
though.
Shut
it
up.
Is, it is, it
add
is.
10 years. I can't believe you can add 10 years and they're still, I'm still a cougar.
And then I think the top two will be Jared and Stu.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, I'm disappointed, but not as disappointed as I was last year when Richie dumped Nikki, but, you know. Anyway, look, you know, we're going to come back in 4 days, 5 days, something like that.
Sometime. Friday. We're coming back in some time.
Friday, we'll be there.
I'm very tired.
I know you are. This is the busiest time of the year for Jo Thornley,
yeah.
Writing all these lovely recaps for The Bachelorette, which you can read on the Be Entertainment page at Yahoo.
Yeah, you can.
So, yeah, we'll catch you Friday with a recap of The Bachelorette finale.
So, like a perfect man who changes tires and lights fires and makes wardrobes. We're gone.